If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The entertainment industry is reacting to the Los Angeles fires. Dean, what's the latest?
Well, let's see. We've got in entertainment, they postponed the deadline for Oscar nominations. Those were supposed to be in today, and they've decided to push that back until the end of the week. The Grammy Awards yesterday announced they are going to continue. They are going to do the Grammy show as scheduled, so we'll see, you know, how that's going to work out. It's going to be February 2nd in downtown Los Angeles. It was pretty poignant last night watching Jimmy Kimmel. His monologue was pretty serious and pretty emotional. It was his first night back on the air for a week. They, you know, shut down production during the fires, but he showed where they do the show at the El Capitan Theater, which is Hollywood and Vine, this historic corner, just blocks away. You could see the raging fires in the distance, just to, you know, kind of put it in perspective. And Jimmy Kimmel, normally goofing around and laughing and making fun of everything, was pretty serious and pretty emotional last night.
As you know, it has been a very scary, very stressful, very strange week here in L.A., where we work, where we live, where our kids go to school. We are back in our studio, which we had to evacuate on Wednesday. This is that's our building right there, the El Capitan. That is how close this fire was to our theater here. Many of us had to leave our homes in a hurry. Some of our coworkers lost their homes. Okay, I think I speak for all of us when I say it has been a sickening, shocking, awful experience, but has also been, in a lot of ways, a beautiful experience because, once again, we see our fellow men and women coming together to support each other. People who lost their own homes were out volunteering in parking lots, helping others who lost theirs.
Yeah, the major studios coming through big time. Yesterday, for example, Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery pledging $15 million apiece to relief efforts. Amazon, Netflix, Comcast, Sony, Paramount, all the studios, all with multi-million dollar commitments to the Red Cross and firefighters and other causes. The singer, The Weeknd, was supposed to put out a new album that was going to come out today. He's decided to postpone the release of it. Just said it didn't seem like a good time to, you know, be releasing something like this. So that's pushed back now, at least until the end of the month. Andy was going to do a concert at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. He decided to put that off. Yesterday, we told you about that $2.5 million donation that Beyonce made, and lots of other celebrities are donating huge amounts of money. I love that the heavy metal group Metallica donated $500,000.
Nice.
Yesterday as well. It's like, you know, everybody is pitching in and helping. Mm-hmm. And as we've been mentioning, our parent company, Nexstar, has an organized effort. You can go to our websites and find how you can link to make, you know, whatever donation that you can't afford.
To the Red Cross. Yeah, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, I think he has endeared himself to people because oftentimes he gets emotional about things. He's very real. And, you know, I think he has really become the heir apparent to David Letterman and what Letterman did every night. Don't you think?
I definitely agree. I mean, it's like, you know, it's all the wacky comedy, you know, the bizarre characters that are on the show. But when it comes time to get real, he is. When it came to his son having, you know, heart surgery as an infant, he walked us through that battle that he went through. You know, now he is very clearly, you know, very emotional. As, you know, talk to anybody that you know. If you know anybody in Los Angeles, talk to them. They're the same way. Everybody is completely shell-shocked by what's going on there, where homes once were, where thriving communities once were, now, you know, just looks like a movie set of, you know, some sort of disaster movie, except it's real life.
Well, we all know someone out there, or we have a relative there. We certainly know the celebrities and identify with them. And it's such a big tourist place that we know, like, you know, this Real Inn, the restaurant in Malibu that burned down.
Right.
Very popular there. I can't tell you how many times I've been there with my family.
Yep, same.
So many connections.
Yeah, a friend of mine, you know, fellow journalist, when I first started going out to do the celebrity interviews, she said, you know, let's go out to lunch. And we got, you know, of course, in a convertible.
And of course.
We zipped out out to Malibu, you know, and just drove along the ocean, which was gorgeous enough. But then we went to the Real Inn, the, you know, this iconic restaurant. And I don't know, I had a sandwich. We saw a couple of celebrities. What I remember most was Marsha from the Brady Bunch was sitting at the next table.
Exciting.
That has stayed with me for all these years. That Marsha was at the next table while we were there. But, you know,
we all have those stories.
All these iconic these are iconic places that, you know, maybe you've visited them, but you've probably seen them in movies.
Sure.
You know, this shot that they took last night on Kimmel of his theater. It's where right across the street they do the Oscars at the Kodak Theater. It's the famous Hollywood Walk of Fame with all the Hollywood stars' names in them. It's like two blocks away. It's a raging inferno, literally a raging inferno a few blocks away.
Yeah, all of America is hurting, and it's not just the people in Southern California. Dean's got the list of performers at the Trump inauguration.
Yeah,
who's going to be there, Dean?
Starting to announce who will be where, and not a surprise, Kid Rock has been announced as one of the performers for the inauguration. Country music star Carrie Underwood has said that she will be performing, and said that she's going to be performing because she loves her country. And she said she wants to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity, looking to the future. Well, here's a selection for the inauguration. I guess it makes sense, but those of you who've been wondering where you can see the Village People, they will be performing YMCA and Macho Man, apparently.
Donald Trump does that. Does that little?
He
dance,
does his little dance.
He?
Yeah, yeah. He does his little dance. So hopefully the policeman and the Indian chief are up for it. Lee Greenwood is going to be performing, the country singer, God Bless the USA singer, and opera singer Christopher Macchio is going to be performing as well. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more.
What's going on with Christopher Walken? And by the way, I saw your interview on WGN TV, and there's something about his voice that
so
really
great.
Gets to you. You
he
know what
is
I mean?
So great. He is so great. When he's talking about something serious, you expect him to, you know, say, "I got to have more cowbell."
Exactly.
You think you got to hear that?
Yeah.
He's just so great. He's part of the star-studded cast of the series Severance, the Ben Stiller produced and directed series that will be debuting on Apple TV Plus this coming Friday. So we talked, we did a nice Zoom chat with him, and we talked a little about his interest in, you know, being part of this cast. He's an Oscar winner, and to have Oscar winners on TV series is a pretty big deal. But I also found out that he and I have a similar love of cooking and all things culinary, and he shared in a way that only Christopher Walken could, a fantastic recipe.
You've done lots of movies, lots of TV series. Well, what is it about this particular project that makes it so special?
Well, when I read it, you know, it grabs you, you know, in the sense that what you know, what's going to happen next. It's got that quality of being a little bit scary, a little bit funny. Always an interesting combination, scary, funny. And for me, it was different. I play a decent, good person who's also a romantic interest. And at my age, those two things are, you know, they don't come along all the time. And there was Ben Stiller, who I not only admire, but I've known since he was a teenager. I was in a play with him 30 years ago.
So I was, since the last time we talked, I started doing a cooking segment on our show during the pandemic. We couldn't get any guests, so I started doing it, and I'm still doing it after all this time. And I noticed a couple of segments where you were cooking as well on the internet. Do you have a nice recipe you could share with us, something that's really great?
You know, I do like to cook. I mean, for not only because I like to cook, but I think it's good for you, you know. I was talking to somebody asked me about a cooking show, and I said, I have this idea, we'll call it buy the chicken, cook the chicken, eat the chicken. And there is something about shopping for things where you say, no, not that tomato, that tomato. I have one on the internet that's quite old now, but it's called chicken and pears. I don't know if you've ever had it, but pears go great with chicken.
Yeah.
You cook the pears.
Okay.
Try it.
I'm gonna look up the recipe and I'm gonna make it on one of my
segments.
Stick
a lemon inside the chicken when you roast it.
Buy the chicken, cook the chicken, eat the chicken. It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to stick a lemon in it before you cook it. It's basically
call it cowbell chicken.
Yeah, yeah. It's a roasted chicken with he takes some pears and peels them. And just he roasts them all about 400 degrees for about an hour. I put that video, I found the video that he was talking about, and I posted it so you can take a look at him in his actual kitchen, cooking the chicken. And it sounds delicious to me. I'm gonna give it a try myself in the next couple of weeks. I'll give it a whirl and see how it works out.
I'd watch a show, Cooking with Christopher Walken.
How great would that be?
Buy the chicken, cook the chicken, eat the chicken.
I'm gonna have T-shirts made that say that. That's so fantastic. By the way, I told you about the singer The Weeknd canceling. Mm-hmm. His concert at the Rose Bowl and also postponing the release of his new album. I think we may have found out why. One of our producers here, Ross Maccabee, whispers in my ear during the break that the first single off of that album is called Dancing in the Flames.
Oh, no.
So, you know, maybe that might be a good one to just put on the shelf for a good long time. But that's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
Thank you, Dean. We will talk to you tomorrow.
See you.